Grant, Mississippi, one January day in 1984, and moved into a one-room apartment in a converted Civil War hospital. Our apartment had a stove and a refrigerator, but the common bathroom was down the hall. We had to carry our water from the bathroom back into our apartment in order to do the dishes, and then carry our slop water up the hill and pour it into a pit. We were required to haul our garbage to another special pit up the hill. Everything in this compound was meant to imitate the way we might be called upon to live overseas. The mission wanted everyone to have both eyes open about the realities of tribal ministry. I can't say that Martin and I loved boot camp. After all, we both had college degrees and felt like we knew a few things. Here, we were simply a couple of rookies. It was kind of a blow to our pride, but it was a necessary experience. We learned to get along with people who weren't like us. We learned to live in close quarters, and we learned to obey leadership, even when we didn't agree with their decisions. We figured out ways to be hospitable on a shoestring budget, because even if we didn't have a lot of money or food, we were still put on the rotation schedule to host visitors when they came through. It was great training for what happens all the time on the mission field. When we left boot camp after a year, we were certified to move to the next level of missionary training, which took us to the flight base in Arizona. There, Martin's work involved more intensive preparation for the technical side of mission work. When discussions began about where we would serve, Martin went to the leadership and said, "Please send us anywhere except the Philippines." Not that he disliked the country, but he had grown up there and was worried about acceptance as an adult. Would the old-timers in the mission, who remembered him as a little kid, be willing to crawl into an airplane and entrust their lives to him? I personally didn't care where we went. Martin was so fun to live with, and I was so in love with him that I knew I'd be happy anywhere as long as we were together. The leaders understood Martin's concerns, but then one day we were called in for a meeting. "You know, they really do need a replacement pilot in the Philippines," we were told. "Martin, you know the culture, and you partly know the language. It's kind of ridiculous to send you somewhere else. Would you be willing to go back?" Without hesitation, Martin nodded yes. He was just that kind of person. Wherever he was asked to serve, he would accept the call willingly. Because of his prior language exposure, they waived our requirement of language prep school. The need on the field was urgent, they said, so we were given a quick target date for arrival, early 1986. We left for the Philippines 2 weeks after President Ferdinand Marcos had to flee the country. A small group gathered at the Wichita airport. My parents, relatives, friends from local churches. I must say that I handled goodbyes very well that day. In my